Welcome back to TechNet Radio. In part two of the Using Network Monitor series, Principal Technical Account Manager Lex Thomas demos for us NMCAP, a command line capturing tool which is great for capturing network traffic. Tune in as he discusses the start-stop filter for use with specific traffic, as well as circular logging and chain capture files. Lex, the mic is yours.
So now let's talk about NMCAP. So when you install Network Monitor, it also installs NMCAP. And NMCAP is a command line utility used for capturing network traffic. So NMCAP is actually installed when you install Network Monitor. Network Monitor is a great tool for analysis, and it's a great tool for capturing things if you kind of know what you're looking for. But what you don't want to do is start Network Monitor out and just let it, you don't want to start it and let it run forever, because it does consume disk space, does consume memory, won't survive a reboot. So really, one of the better tools that we have for capturing data is NMCAP. And so NMCAP, again, command line tool, great for capturing network traffic. We can do some things in NMCAP that we can't do in Network Monitor, like we can start and stop NMCAP based on specific occurrences, right? So I can start when I see a specific packet that has a specific field that has a specific value in it, or I can stop when I see a specific packet that has a specific field that has a specific value in it. I can also circular log, which means that I can give it a maximum size for my capture files, and then have it, when it hits that size, start erasing previous data. So the capture file won't grow to enormous sizes. Last but not least, we can chain capture files. And what that means is that we can go in and we can say, okay, I want these captures to continue on, but I every 5 megs or every 10 megs or every 5 gigs for that matter, break it up, make it a separate capture file. And that way I can go into Network Monitor, load the NMCAP capture files that are already closed out, and look at that data without actually stopping the tool. Does that make sense?
Sure does.
Okay, so what I'm going to do now is just kind of show you a little bit of about NMCAP and kind of how to use that tool.
Great, so bring it on.
Here. Yep, give me just a second. Let me switch over to a command prompt. Okay, so I've got my command prompt open. I actually ran it as an admin so that I could do the captures. NMCAP actually requires that you open the command prompt with admin rights. So I've done that, and now I'm just going to do a really quick capture here. I'll type in NMCAP space / network. Now, I can do a couple of things here. I can specify a specific network adapter, and I can do that by number or by name, and I'll show you that in just a second. In this case, what I'm going to do is just say asterisk, because I want to capture all traffic on all network adapters. I'm going to tell Network Monitor to start capturing data, so / capture. And I just said Network Monitor. I actually meant NMCAP. Now I'm going to give it a filter, right? So I'll just say TCP. So that means just capture TCP traffic. And then last but not least, I'm going to tell it what I want to call the file and where to put the file. So I'll say / file. And then C:\ technettest.cap. And I'll just do a colon 5M. So I've made it 5 megs. Okay, so now we're capturing with NMCAP. And you can see that it's actually using the path that I entered in, C:\ technettest.cap. We're using a circular buffer size of 5 megs, and it's capturing data. It's letting me know what it's doing. And we've got some columns here I kind of want to go over. The first column is received. That's the number of packets that we've actually received. Pending is the number of packets that we're currently analyzing. Saved is the number of packets that have passed my filter. So in this case, I did a /capture space TCP. So that's traffic that's passed that filter. So we're only going to save packets that meet that criteria. So only TCP packets. Dropped, if I have any dropped frames, they'll appear in the dropped column. Okay, so we're capturing that data. Now, one of the things that I want to mention here is I want to go back to the dropped column for just a second and the pending columns. If you're on a very, very busy network and you're doing a wide open capture and you have a capture filter in place, that can be a little bit of a processor strain. One of the things that we actually have in Network Monitor is the ability to change parsers. So we've ported that ability over to NMCAP. And so I'll just hit a Control C here. That'll break in. And there we go. So let's open up C:\ here on my box. And there's technettest.cap. I'll double click that. And that'll load here. It'll take just a second. Okay, and there's the traffic that we captured using NMCAP. So just to show you that my capture filter in NMCAP actually worked, I can come in here and I'll just type in a display filter of UDP. Now, since we said only capture TCP, applying this display filter should mean that we don't see any UDP traffic at all, so we should have zero frames displayed. So let me hit apply. And there we go. So we did indeed only capture TCP traffic. In fact, if I type in TCP here and hit apply, the number of displayed frames should equal the number of captured frames.
Great demo.
So there we go. 6237 displayed, 6237 captured. So indeed, that filter worked. Now, I talked briefly in the NMCAP demo about parsers and pending and saved. So parser profiles allows us to change the parser that Network Monitor is going to use to interpret network traffic. And so here's why this is important. First of all, we have to take the data that we pick up off the wire, and we have to kind of run it through these algorithms, through these parsers, so that we can make sure that that packet actually meets the criteria that we've defined in our filters. And so doing that takes time, and the more advanced the parser is, the more time that takes. So if you're on a very, very busy network, you don't want to have a very, very, very sophisticated parser loaded, because that means chances are higher that you're going to drop packets or will create a giant backlog of packets that we have to analyze and write to the disk. So especially if you've got a processor limited box or a disk performance limited box. So we can do things like switch parsers. So I'm just going to go to pure capture here and we'll apply that. And notice that in pure capture mode, we're not actually parsing anything. If I highlight any of these frames, they're just frames. We don't know what they are because we're not actually passing them through a sophisticated parser. So I can change parser depth. I've got high performance capturing. That's a little better. Right? This is just TCP traffic, so it's not very sophisticated, but I can go all the way up to Windows, which is our most verbose parser set. So what does this have to do with NMCAP? Well, NMCAP uses those parser sets as well. Notice that in NMCAP, I entered a filter. I said /capture space TCP. So that's going to use one of our very advanced parser sets because that's the parser set that we load by default. If I do an nmcap space forward slash display profiles, and I misspelled that, hang on. There we go. It will list the parser sets, and there is an asterisk next to the set that nmcap is actually using. So in a situation like this, where I actually have frames pending, see there's 128 frames pending and then 40 frames pending. And periodically there's some frames pending up here. I can switch parser sets, right? I can change the parser set that nmcap is actually going to use so that it performs better, so that it doesn't have as many pending frames, so that we don't drop packets because we're having a problem parsing that data, getting that data written to the hard drive quickly enough. Does that make sense?
Sure does. Makes sense, yes.
Okay.
That's kind of a nice feature there, seeing the different levels of parsers and some good tips and tricks there as far as best practice. You know, the higher the higher end parser you use, the more data you're going to get. But I mean, you can have that kind of gauge of control there. So that's nice.
Yeah. So in this case, what I'm going to do, let me just make sure I've got edit enabled here. Yep. I'll just take this GUID, which is the pure capture parser, and I'm just going to tell Netmon to use that. So I've added the use profile switch. I've added the parser GUID for the parser set that I want to use, the GUID for the parser set that I want to use. And I'll just tell it forward slash file, C colon backslash, technet2.cap, and hit enter.
So that's more of a broad parser, right, as opposed to the Windows?
Yeah, so actually I used the pure capture parser set. That's the GUID that I pasted in there. So I'm going to use the use profile switch here, and we've set it to the just pure capture parser set. And so now when I hit enter, we're capturing data, it's receiving packets, we're saving everything that we receive. Notice that we're not having to increment pending at all. Nothing's dropped, nothing's pending. And that's because we've essentially told nmcap to just take everything it sees and dump it to the disk, and we're not doing any analysis. So the next question that normally I get was, does that hurt us? You know, does that affect the data that's in the capture? And the answer is absolutely not. I can load that capture into Netmon. I can load any parser set, and those parser sets work completely independently of nmcap here. So it doesn't really matter at all. The capture file just contains raw data. What we do with that data once we load it into the tool just doesn't, the way that we capture that data has no effect. Does that make sense?
Sure does.
Okay, so let me just break out of this, and I'll show you that real quick. Here is technet2.cap. And so we'll load that in. And right now we have a very basic parser set loaded, so we'll get this message, common stub parser, see how do I change parser set options. And so I of course know how to do that, so I'll just go do it. We'll switch to the Windows parser, and now these RTP packets will actually be readable.
Nice. So you basically, I saw you double click on the file, on the cap file, and it automatically brought it into Netmon, and it's rendering that data.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, now see, these are the same packets that we weren't parsing before, and this is actually audio data. So you know what this is, don't you? This is actually us talking. This is actually us doing the TechNet radio segment.
That's the bits and bytes getting it from the source, and that is getting it from the source. You can see it here, the TechNet radio traffic. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, so that's a pretty concise overview of NMCAP. One more thing that I want to mention. If you would like to play with NMCAP and you need more information about it, just type in NMCAP /examples. And we will give you a lot of different scenarios. We'll give you different examples. We'll spell it all out. We'll show you exactly how to use it, what switches to use. Here's a start when. I see a frame that has tcp.flags.sin equal to true and an IPv4 address of 192.168.0.1. I'm going to capture that traffic. I'll put it in a file called t.cap, which has a maximum size of 8 megs. And then I'll stop when I see tcp.flags.fin equals true or tcp.flags.reset equals true and an IPv4 address of 192.168.0.1. So there's tons of examples here. Also, if you just query on nmcap space commands online, go to Bing, type in nmcap space commands. There are multiple articles on nmcap and how to script it and how to use it. Since this isn't really an nmcap class or anything, I think, you know, we've probably hit all the high points here, but I encourage you guys to use it because it really is the best way to collect data on the wire.
Excellent, excellent. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know who that is talking. That is Lex Thomas, Principal Technical Account Manager, U.S. Premier Support out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And he's 21 years at Microsoft. This guy's Mr. Netmon. He's started out like an original network engineer for Microsoft way back in the day. He's worked on, you know, tools and protocol analysis workshops, and he's the TAM for NASA. Come on, this is some good stuff here. Hi. So, hey, thanks for being on the show, Lex.